Welcome to the ESPN Front Row Quickcast, the fastest podcast on the net. Today we're joined by ESPN play-by-play man Mike Corey and color analyst Rini Ngolia, who will be in the booth on Saturday at noon Eastern Time on ESPNU as UMass visits UConn in a matchup of former Yankee Conference rivals. Mike and Rini, welcome to the QuickCast. Let's get right to it. Mike, can you explain why we're actually having this conversation with, as I should disclose, I am a former Minuteman, as both of you are?
Yes, the UMass reunion here, exactly. Rini was an unbelievable player back in the day, and our connection was that he was a senior and I was actually a freshman, and I was calling some of his games on the student radio station back in the day when I got there.
WMUA, shout out.
Yeah, absolutely, 91.1. So I'm actually going to try to go up there and check out the old stomping grounds this weekend before we head down to UConn for the game.
Oh, you have to go do a little reconnaissance in Amherst before?
Oh, yeah, we got to get up there.
Rini, tell our listeners who don't understand what the UMass-UConn rivalry was and what it may be again someday.
Yeah, boy, I hope it gets back to what it was. Listen, they played the first game they played was in 1897. Both schools were charter members of the old Yankee Conference, which was the conference I played in, from 1946 to 1996. I mean, it was a great rivalry. A lot of people don't realize that they're only separated by about 50 miles. I had four great years against them. I think I went 3-1 in my career, so I'll take that. Although I was just telling one of my coworkers here in Orlando, my last college game ever was against UConn, and we lost. So that eats at me. I just remember it every single day.
Oh, I didn't realize that. That is brutal. Sorry to have you talk about that again.
Yeah, thanks, Dave. That's all right.
It really was, and I was at UMass in the Rini days as well, and it really was the rivalry. There, we would be playing, you know, whatever other team. It didn't matter. Delaware, who was great at the time, UNH. It was always, and I remember Tommy Bischko, you guys will remember the name, always say, beat UConn, beat UConn. That's all they cared about. It really was very important, and still is, I think, to this day.
But, you know, as you said, I mean, we're the flagship for the state of Massachusetts. They're the flagship for Connecticut, and it's just whenever you can get two rivals like that going at it, it's great sports. It's great theater. And let's be honest. I think, you know, not to speak for Ryan Bamford, I think if UMass could get into a conference, it would be the American. It fits perfectly geographically and rivals. I mean, you got Temple in there as well. How great would that be? So let's keep our fingers crossed that the realignment happens again and UMass can slide into the American Conference.
Mike, you're doing this as your third time calling a UMass game with Rini, and the question that the UConn fans listening to this are going to ask is, why do we get stuck with two UMass guys? How do you guys have remained objective on this podcast?
Yeah, you know, I think that's pretty easy, actually. I mean, I think, you know, people will, you know, wonder if you're cheering for one team. I mean, you can't, you know, we just don't. I mean, I never really had a problem with that because you get excited for football and whoever makes a great play, whether it's, you know, your team or the other team or whoever it is. We don't really have kind of a rooting interest, you know, whether it's not that difficult for me. But I'm sure people will be like, oh, what's the deal? But, it's, you know, we're always objective.
Well, and the funny thing is, this will be my fifth UMass game, I believe, and I find myself being more critical of UMass being a former player. So if anything, I'd probably tick off the UMass fans.
You guys do a neat thing every week when you travel. You're a partner together most of the season, I think. And tell us a little bit about the on and off the mic segment that you do on Twitter.
It was just, we started doing this a little bit last year where we'd go around campuses, wherever the games we were at, and we'd just do a couple little behind-the-scenes social media, sometimes with players or coaches, or just Rini and I going around to different, like, restaurants or famous stops in the area. And we're like, you know, we got to do this again, and let's kind of make it more consistent. So everything we do every week, we just kind of video. We put on the, social media platforms, and then we combine it and put it all into this one show called On and Off the Mic, which comes out every Monday. And, we've done a couple of really cool things every week. We always go to a local children's hospital on Fridays in the city of the game that we're doing. And we always try to find the best local coffee spot. Because Rini and I, we love to drink coffee, right, man?
Absolutely. And see, we're coming back to New England, and that's one thing I love about going to UConn. They have Dunkin' Donuts in the press box. Mike and I are big Dunkin' Donuts guys, and we figured, you know, we travel to so many new places around the country. Let's find a unique local coffee shop to go try it out, and that's kind of how Let's Have a Coffee came to fruition.
That's awesome. It really is worth worth checking out. A good take every week, and you guys have some fun. Shows that this is not all business all the time. You do have some fun away from it. And we're going to have a little fun now as we wind up the quick cast. We're going to do a speed round. Mike, you'll answer first. Rini, you'll follow. And since you are going back to Amherst to do some reconnaissance before the UConn game, Mike, the best slice at Antonio's Pizza is?
Chicken and bacon.
Rini.
I just got cheese. I'm lazy.
Oh, God.
Hot cheese up front.
Exactly. Greatest UMass athlete ever?
Marcus Camby.
I'm going to stick on the football side. I'm going to go Greg Landry.
Oh, good choice. Best UMass bar that no longer exists?
Time Out. Well, the name is cheese. I actually still there, but it's a different name now.
Time Out, yes.
Is the pub still there? I don't even know.
The pub is still there.
All right, how about Barcy's? That's gone, right? That was a good bar.
Barcy's.
You know what another one is? Sorry, I'll come back. Charlie's, 10 cent wings every Tuesday. We're just talking about that last week,
yes,
actually.
Yes, yes. And do we remember characters? And, oh, boy, yeah. All right, we've done the quick cast. 3 Minute Men for over 3 minutes. And we'll have everyone make sure to tune in this Saturday, ESPNU, noon Eastern Time. UConn, UMass, a border war, and 2 UMass alums calling the game. Have a great game on Saturday, and thanks for your time.
Thanks so much.
Thanks, I appreciate it.